Good afternoon. I'm glad to see so many people interested in international perspectives of health services administration. My name is Taisha Menendez. I'll be presenting to you the Red de Asma Infantil de Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico Childhood Asthma Network, which is an evidence-based intervention project aimed to improve asthma-related health status among children of two low-income communities in Puerto Rico. First of all, you have to know that the most poor Puerto Ricans are insured as a result of La Reforma, which is an island-wide healthcare reform process in which the main objectives were to take care, to eliminate the inequities in healthcare services. In 1993, the government, instead of being the safety net for providers, they abolished almost all hospitals from the government, owned by the government, and eliminate the emergency centers and became de facto a contractor for private health companies to deliver healthcare to Medicaid recipients. So the critics of La Reforma point out that it is promised that the universal insurance and improvement access to a quality of healthcare service falling short down, and then they didn't accomplish what they as originally planning. In the case of asthma patients, for example, the local physician being paid by public insurance do not necessarily follow up the national guidelines for care regarding the national I am so scared of you. I am so scared of you. I will return that. In the case of asthma, for example, the local physicians beginning pay by the public insurance do not necessarily follow the national guidelines for care regarding their educational campaigns to promote their awareness. One major obstacle is the way the system pays for expensive asthma preventive medications, since medicines are paid out of the already low capital payments per patient provided to local public practitioners. So, knowing that our insurance population are very, very poor service, our work in la Red de Asma Infantil was primarily directed or guide to improve the access to quality care of asthma for children, promote asthma-safe home environments, and promote school more asthma kid friendly. To accomplish these objectives, we adapt and implement three recognized evidence-based asthma interventions, the Yes We Can program, the Inner City Asthma Study, environmental intervention, and the Open Airways for Schools. These adaptations were performed maintaining the specific integrity of the scientific integrity of the original interventions. We also incorporate the CAT, which is the community asthma team that serves as an integration and coordination focus. The team were formed by community health workers who serves as educators and community outreachers, and medical staff as pediatricians with expertise in asthma treatments that we call asthma champion. The protocol targets children with moderate to severe asthma in two low-income housing projects and was based on pilot and previous studies within the same communities. For contact information, this is Luis Llorens Torres. It's the largest housing project in the island. Those of you who have gone to Puerto Rico have seen, because it's very, very close to the international airport, and it has more than 8,000 residents. The 40% of them were children, and almost 80% live with an average income of less than $10,000 yearly. The other one, Manuel A. Perez, is also very close to the international airport. It connects with the Teodoro Moscoso bridge that connects with the airport, and it has more than 5,000 residents. 41% of them were children, and almost 80% live with the average income of less than $10,000. Now you will see this timeline and distribution of the recruitment across both communities show that a total of 2,048 children with moderate to severe persistent asthma participate in the project. The average participant was a Latino male, about 5 to 6 years old. Close to the 46% of the caretakers had graduated from high school. 29% have been hospitalized within the last year, and over 85% have visited emergency department within the same period from the baseline data collection time. This table also shows you the contract with prior interventions made by La Alianza and ICAS, one of the evidence-based intervention providers. The 2,045 children received over 2,000. The 245 children that we recruit received over 2,000 interventions with this distribution as it shows. This feature also gives you an overview of our participation rates. Okay. And then in time of method, we make a baseline interview for each participant and a 12-month post-evaluation, hoping to improve quality of life and also to control symptom control. The intervention includes 2 to 3 visits to the clinic, medical visits, and home visits. It incorporates educational session in every visit, and also demonstrations for 2 of the most important modules of ICAS that was safety sleeping zone, we call it mites module, and cockroach modules. For matter of time, I will skip some few of the slides, but I would like to say that, let me think here. Okay. I would like to mention that the exposure and the sensibility to specific allergens was a key in the decision-making process of the adaptations that we do to the evidence-based intervention. So taking this in mind was the key to demonstrate the mites and cockroaches modules at home. This table also showed the total of encounters that, as I explained before. So let's go to the findings. After 1 year of follow-up, the data collected shows that the use of preventive medication was tripled and the use of rescue medication was reduced from 80 to almost 30. The table also presents the results in terms of quality of care. We find an increment in the use of nebulizer, spacers, and peak flow meters, which are key elements of the hazmat action plan as we proposed at the intervention. At the beginning, little more than the 5% of the participants had a hazmat control plan, and 30% or less had been oriented about symptoms, how to respond to them, and the correct use of inhaler. As you can see, all that has been changing significantly for them. Moreover, the total of the participants classified with moderate or persistent symptoms have been decreased. The intervention was associated with large improvement in hazmat child and family outcomes, including symptom controls, limitation of child activity, and reductions in caregivers' worries across the communities. The most significant finding is that our intervention was associated with a major decrease in emergency department visits by 52% and hazmat-related hospitalizations by 51%. We conclude that the evidence-based intervention we choose could be implemented in our setting with minor adaptations, and they are effective in accomplishing our goal of improving the hazmat-related health status of these children and reducing the need for hospitalization and emergency room visits. From our process, we can develop some lessons, and I would like to highlight the lesson number 2 that says that a multidisciplinary academic team approach is an effective method to adapt evidence-based intervention and can be used in other communities and cultures. And there comes the recommendations. Our experience in Puerto Rico suggests that the presence of a state policy does not guarantee access to quality healthcare needed by poor and underserved children with asthma and their families. Thus, we recommend an island-wide hazmat initiative would, among other things, fund the incorporation of a community health worker or community educator as part of the clinical team taking care of the child with asthma, as we used to have it in the 50s with the regional health service model, in which a community nurse came to homes and assessed medical needs and gave health education to every single family. Our present and future tasks includes the implementation of our intervention in the Nemesio R. Canales housing project to prove the effectiveness of the home visits and the demonstrations. So, another plans to leave. For further information, you can contact us. And thank you all for your attention.